I'm going to read from the first epistle of John, John chapter 1 and the second chapter. John chapter 2. I'll read from verse 1. John chapter 2 verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this, we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him, ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. I will pause there. I don't know whether you spotted it in verse 7, but there appears to be a built-in contradiction. So, verse 7, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment. Verse 8, again, a new commandment I write to you. Now, I'm sure John is making a point here. It's perfectly deliberate. What on earth does he mean? Let's remember the context of what we've read. John is dealing with a church in which there are, I think, false believers in there, and they are characterized by their lifestyle, by the fruit. You will know what manner of tree it is, by the quality of the soil. You'll see whether God's word has truly taken off. And people who claim to be believers, to be Christians, but walk contrary to how Christ would have them walk, and indeed as he walked when he was on the earth, are clearly not real believers. He says, brethren, he's writing, of course, to real Christians here. I write no new commandment to you. He's not giving them new lights, like false apostles tend to do, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. Now, the word beginning, John often uses. I don't think he's referring here, though, to the beginning of time, but the beginning of their church or the beginning of their conversion. Now, like many people in this room, I've been a Christian a fair while. And God's word always amazes me, the riches in God's word. You can never grow tired of it. You can never run out of things to learn or discover. There are so many wonderful things inside it that of it we can never tire or grow bored. But let me tell you also that there's no new doctrine. Now, Satan might come as an angel of light, revealing this and revealing that, but it's not true. Because what we have, the faith delivered once and for all unto the saints, as Jude explains, that there is no new light, so we can continue to learn new things which are already there, but no new revelation, no new light. Now, when we get to heaven, I'm sure we'll find out a whole host of things we did not know or understand here below. But let's look forward to that when we get there. So John is saying, look, I'm not revealing anything new to you, neither am I commanding you to live in a different way to how I've been commanding you to live already. It is, in fact, an old commandment. And when you were first converted and you formed this church, wherever it is, that is what I taught you. And I teach you that again now. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Interestingly, He doesn't say what that commandment is. We'll have to ponder that. Verse 8, again, a new commandment I write to you. Well, he's just said he's not giving them a new commandment in verse 8. Yes, he is. Which thing is true in him and in you? Because the darkness is passing away. What on earth is this old commandment? And what is this new commandment? I put it to you, he's actually been quite playful in the way he writes. The old commandment and the new commandment are the new thing, are the same thing. Did not the Lord Jesus say, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another? They were told from the beginning to love one another. That was the new commandment that Jesus gave. To them it is an old commandment, but Jesus of course called it the new commandment. And this of course fits with the context. Any who have had a work of grace in the heart, who've understood that when John says in chapter 3 and verse 16, for God so loved the world, they can include themselves in that word world, in the cosmos. For God so loved me, he gave his only son. I have received the love of God, or indeed the love of God has been perfected in me. Then I must at the same time transmit that same love to those with whom I come into contact. When you receive the love of God, you don't keep it to yourself. You cannot but express it and share it with other people. Therefore, we are generous with each other and we forgive each other. We are helpful with each other. We bear with one another. That said, let's jump ahead a little to 2 John, if you wish. So John writes a second epistle and he makes reference, I think, here. So I'll read from 2 John, the next book, I'll read from verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, and we received commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. So if anyone was in doubt, is the new commandment that we should love one another? Well, he makes it clear in the subsequent letter. And of course, you might think, well, that's not very imaginative. Is all he's saying that they should love one another? That's very, very basic. But in one respect, the gospel is very basic. God loved you, forgave you, and saved you. Now you love other people. That is the hallmark of your salvation. That is the proof that a real work of grace has taken place in your heart. So it is an old commandment because we've had it from the beginning. And yet it's also the new commandment that Jesus taught. And then there's a very interesting clause inserted in that 8th verse. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you. The nature of the believer becomes increasingly like the nature of Christ. Because the darkness is passing away. And the true light is already shining. Well, there's an interesting thought. If I said there appears to be a contradiction between verses 7 and 8, which there isn't, of course. There appears to be a contradiction in verse 8 and what I see in the world around me. Because in the world around me, it very much looks like darkness is growing. It's covering more, and it's thicker and deeper than it's ever been before. That which once happened in secret is now being flaunted, promoted, advertised, and being spread. And yet John says, the darkness is passing away. It may not look like it's passing away, but its days really are numbered. And John says, the true light is already shining. Well, the light there, of course, could refer to gospel truth, shining in the church. It may also refer to Jesus Christ himself, the light of the world. He is the light of men. And no matter how dark the darkness, how thick the darkness, how prevalent the darkness, the light continues to shine. And of course, the people to whom he is writing are reflecting that light in the world in which they lived. And we are reflecting the light of Christ in the dark times in which we live. And rest assured, if like me, you look at the world and you think, you know, aren't things grim? If you'd have lived in the first century, you would have said that, perhaps with even greater cause. I suspect that many of the people to whom John is writing here did not die natural death. And yet he says, the darkness is passing away. And it is passing away. The time is coming when the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I can't see evidence of it in the world, but I have the promise of it in God's word. So, two words of encouragement I say tonight. Number one, let's love each other. It is the new commandment that Jesus gave, but the old commandment we received from the beginning. But also be encouraged. Yet the darkness is there, but so is the light. The days of darkness are numbered. The light is already shining and will continue to shine, and it will shine brighter.